What's up?
Now, tell us the story. For those that don't know who you are, some of Texas guy, and he blows up and gets this deal. How does all this happen?
I mean, I basically started on YouTube. I think it's the new platform for artist discovery, and I just started doing covers for fun, and it turned into something else, and I ended up deciding to write some original music, and people really reacted well, so... You know, I'm here now.
Now, Somo, you was doing covers of different people's songs, man, and getting crazy hits on YouTube. What made you, before Drake's album Take Care came out, what made you do a melody of that whole album and put that on YouTube the day that Drake's album came out?
Well, I think everybody got the leak, you know, a week before, and I was feeling it. So one day I sat down at the piano and I started playing the chords for Shut It Down, and I realized I could sing like all the different songs over it. So I started to sing one song and the next song, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna put all these songs together. So I called my producer up, I wrote the medley, and then we made an instrumental, and I went over it, and that was that.
When you start seeing all those views on YouTube, when did it get to the part where you was like, god dog, man, everybody hitting it, because you getting like over like 3 million views on that thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's at like over 80 million views now on my channel.
Man, that's
all right, bro. It's to the point now where I can't even really fathom that. It's a lot.
Now, you said your father was in the business. Was he able to give you any advice, or did he make you more afraid to, you know, even interact with people in the recording industry?
Yeah, I mean, for me, he was a musician, and so you always kind of grow up wanting to do something different, mm-hmm. you know, than your parents. And I didn't really plan on pursuing it as a career. But I think I could say that I learned from my dad's mistakes and successes.
We're talking to Somo's big hit single is Rye. And why the breakdown of the name? Because Joseph Summers is a real cool name, Morales. Why the Somo?
That's my nickname. So my last name is Summers Morales. Uh-huh. And it's kind of a long name. So one of my friends in seventh grade wrote me a note, this girl, and called me Joe Somo, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. So I made like a AIM screen name. The name just stuck with me. All my homies called me Somo, and it's just been who I am.
Now, Somo, when you was writing the song Ride, it was about a girl you was deeply in love with. Are you still around? Is that girl still in your life?
Uh-oh. She's still in my life in a certain way, yeah.
Nope.
In this song.
I'll just say I'm single right now, but, you know, we all have that one.
So when can we expect the album? Today? Are we doing all iTunes or what?
No, there actually is physical copies in the stores.
Okay.
I think Best Buy, Walmart, FYE, all the different record stores. But, yeah, my album is basically all the ups and downs of my love life. I just put it all out there. So if you like songs about love, check it out for sure.
Now, Somo, one quick last question. A lot of artists out there, man, you know, trying to get their start and everything. And I like how, you know, you were saying that, you know, you had no radio support. You did everything on your own. What would you give advice to artists out there that's really trying to get their buzz started and do everything on their own before they sign a deal?
This is my biggest tip to any artist out there. Be you and the focus on the music first. And don't try to write hits. Don't try to be number one. Just try to be the best you and work hard.
Somo, that's perfect, man. Good luck on the album and everything
too,
bro.
Hold it down for Texas, man.
Yeah, man, we appreciate it. I love seeing Texas boys out there doing it, man.
Yes, sir. What up, y'all? It's Somo, and you're listening to the Mad Hatter Morning Show on 97.9 The Box.